Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hole, on The Hole Show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back in. It's The Hole Show, powered by PDC Energy, on this last day of February already. And this just means the college basketball scene is at the, I mean, it's just right at the tip, man. It's at the peak. We're getting ready to see some fantastic stuff this week. Who would have guessed that it was all going to come down to the wire like this, surrounding Colorado State, surrounding Boise State, and, of course, surrounding the Wyoming Cowboys. On to talk with me about the Cowboys' big one tonight. Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. Cody, my man, this Mountain West Conference is nuts. Why are the Cowboys, according to DraftKings, why are the Cowboys dogs tonight?
Great question. Maybe because they've lost to San Diego State 7,000 times in a row, and San Diego State's been the standard in this league. I have no idea, Brady. It's I know San Diego State has not had a lot of fun traveling to 7220, so should be a fun one either way.
And again, it's close. I think I saw like a point or something, but still, I was looking at it thinking, just given the way the Cowboys have played and you know what they've done all season and kind of where San Diego State is, I thought, okay, I'm going to say the Cowboys are 2.5 point favorites tonight, but instead it's looks like a point, so a point dog. So, yeah, kind of scratching my head at that one for sure.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I mean, San Diego State, you know, they're always kind of the same-looking team, aren't they? Except for this year, they're having more trouble scoring than ever. So other than that, you know they're going to shut you down on defense, and you know they're going to be really active on the boards. But they have not been good offensively this year, so it's kind of shocking to see one of the better offensive teams, Wyoming, being a dog when San Diego State struggles in that category.
Yeah, well, it was for the Cowboys, Cody. It was nice for them to kind of get right back at it after a tough loss to Colorado State. That game felt more like what Wyoming's all about, going up against Nevada. You saw Graham EK do his thing, 23 points and 15 boards, and then Hunter Maldonado went off. I mean, 22 points, and he was getting close to a triple double in that game, so it was nice to see the stars really stepping up yet again, which we've seen all year, and that's why it's such a shock when one or both of those guys doesn't really have like that superstar type game.
Yeah, actually, I started my column with, wow, that was painfully normal, and because Fort Collins was not, and you got to give a ton of credit to Nico Medved in that defense. They did not let Maldonado or EK catch the ball deep on the block, and they really did a good job, and they were very active against them. You know, Nevada's just what the doctor ordered. They give up 70-plus a game, so it was a good get-right game, and then here come the Cowboys into one of the toughest defenses in the country. I believe the Aztecs are number two overall, allowing only 57 points a night. So let's see if Maldonado can do that again. He was shut down in Albuquerque and then had a great game against San Jose State, got shut down against CSU, great game against Nevada. Let's see if he can string two of those together. And you have to like Graham EK. He played very well against San Diego State last year, one of the only bright spots during the regular season with two near 30-point losses. So, yeah, I'm very interested to see if this one looks painfully normal, Brady.
Yeah, and that's the thing for Wyoming, right, Cody? I mean, they got three big ones. Really, none of these on the schedule here are gimmies. I mean, Fresno State, I mean, at one point we were saying, hey, that's going to be a team that probably slides in for the Mountain West as well. I think that was when we were all riding high thinking there was going to be five teams in this thing. Fresno State was certainly in that discussion. UNLV has come on really strong. I don't think anybody is going to be that surprised if UNLV finds a way to even win the conference tournament. And then, as you said, San Diego State. So for Wyoming, there's some work to do. Now, in your mind, have they done enough to punch a ticket, or is that still yet to be determined? And if so, what does the final three games look like as far as record needs to be?
You know what, Brady? I think the Cowboys are in no matter what. I mean, barring they get hammered in these last three, which is very unlikely, and then, you know, getting bounced early in the Mountain West tournament, I really do think they're in. And, you know, San Diego State, here's probably why they are a favorite tonight. They are higher in the net rankings than the Cowboys are. I believe San Diego State's 30th and the Cowboys are 37th. Cowboys win this one, it's all but over. That should seal the deal for them. But you're right, it is tough, and it's going to be very tough. And, of course, when Wyoming was doing some scoreboard watching on Saturday, UNLV didn't, or in Utah State, sure didn't help Wyoming out one bit. So it's just, yeah. And you hate scoreboard watching. You hate that. And I ask Jeff Linder all the time, and I think I kind of piss him off because I'm like, you're watching the games tonight, right? And he said, no, you know, we worry about us. We're the ones who need to make those teams miss shots, and we're the team that needs to beat those teams. And, yeah, but you also need Boise State to lose. And if the Cowboys can take care of business, Brady, I would give to be inside Moby to watch CSU and Boise State next Saturday.
Well, that's the Go ahead, sorry to interrupt.
That could take care of the whole thing. I mean, the Cowboys could slide right in the back door if they can take care of business and CSU takes care of Boise State.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to be nuts is, okay, Wyoming fans and Colorado State fans hate each other. We know this, but they're all rooting for Nevada to beat Boise State. Or, as you said, if Wyoming can win these games, they're suddenly going to be rooting for Colorado State. I mean, so how about that for, hey, welcome to the universe in the Mountain West in 2022.
Yeah, very weird, but I think some people would even join the Outlaws of Moby just to help them get over the hump and beat Boise State. And to be honest with you, Brady, I feel like CSU will take care of Boise State. Obviously, they did it once this year. I feel like, I don't know, Boise State's really good and nothing against them, but damn it, doesn't it feel like they're on borrowed time sometimes?
I kind of feel
that. Escape.
Yeah, and you know, we did a poll question, I think, on Friday or Thursday that was, hey, which of these teams is likely to miss out? And obviously nobody said Boise State. Boise State won the poll, but I was talking about it in the air. I said, I don't know that it's that obvious. And obviously I was banking on you. I thought UNLV might pull off the upset. So I was with you. I'm still thinking, I couldn't have said it better on borrowed time. That's how I feel about the Broncos right now.
Yeah, they just don't. Man, that San Diego State game. I mean, they needed Bradley to miss a couple of free throws. They get bailed out on a foul. It's just, it always seems like that's happening for Boise State. Shavers is stepping up and hitting a huge shot at the end, and you just wonder when their luck's going to run out. And once again, I'm not crapping on them. They're a really good team. Honestly, I think, Jeff Linder coached at Boise a long time under Leon Rice, and Wyoming, Boise State kind of looks like what Wyoming's eventually going to be. They're one of the oldest teams in the country. Wyoming's one of the youngest teams in the country, and they're going to base this thing on playing defense and offensive rebounding and defensive rebounding, and it's going to look a lot like what Boise State's doing, and they're a pain in the neck.
What are you seeing for, you're getting the sense that Wyoming's in. I am too. CSU, I thought after the Wyoming win, that was enough, and then they beat Utah State. So I think they're certainly in. Where do you think those guys are going to end up as far, both teams, just from what you've seen, as far as the seeding and everything? Because, I mean, you get the really, really excited Rams fans saying that CSU could be in the number four seed. I don't know about that. I don't know. 6-7 seems like the key number there.
Yeah, that's where I would go to. And isn't it weird for CSU that they're, to me, CSU is the best team in this conference, and to be battling it out for third place right now, it's just really weird that they're not at the top, because to me, Roddy's the player of the year and CSU is the best team right now in the conference. And obviously it's about who gets hot at the right time, but I think you're right. 6-7-8, somewhere around there. Hopefully stay away from Dayton. I know that. But CSU's a really good team, and I think they've had a lot of quality wins. Obviously St. Mary's just helped them out again. Creighton's a really good win too. So CSU's really good. David Roddy's really good. They're well balanced. They play on they play on both sides of the court. I think they're going to have the highest. They could have the highest seed out of the conference.
I think you make such a great point, which is educational for basketball fans. Is you can't just look at the standings. You can't just look at those losses. Yes, CSU could very well finish third place. And I'm with you. I mean, Wyoming's an amazing basketball team, and as we said, Boise State certainly has a lot of upside. But who knows how far they're really going to go. But right now, I still feel like the Rams are the best team in the conference. But that's just kind of how it works out sometimes. They had bad games against UNLV. I hope they don't see UNLV in the Mountain West tournament. They do not match up well with them. But that's sometimes just how this thing goes. You could finish third or fourth and still be the best team in the conference.
Yeah, and you know what? This was CSU's time, right? I mean, they were picked to win this thing. Wyoming's way ahead of schedule. They were picked to finish eighth. I think we all knew Boise State was going to be a pain in the ass, but I don't think we expected them to be the front runner all season. But it's CSU's time. I think Nico Medved has built that thing, and he's got all the right pieces, and he's got guys with experience and really good players and at every position. And you know what? He's got a damn good bench, and they're just a really good team all the way around. And I'm not taking anything away from Wyoming or Boise State, but to me, CSU's, you know, it's weird. It's really weird to see them in third, but I would not be the least bit surprised if they won in Vegas. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they come out of that with the highest seed.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong, man. I mean, this is going to be a really tight conference tournament. You know, it's funny because I had Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. We do this pressure cooker thing, and I said, hey, who's going to win the tournament? And I think he ended up saying Colorado State, but he said, hey, if I wasn't under so much pressure, I might have went on a limb and said UNLV is going to win the tournament. Like, that's how crazy this whole thing has been. And again, why it's such a blast.
Yeah. I mean, shoot, if you ask me, I wouldn't even know where to begin. I guess UNLV, you know, it is not – UNLV's at home, and, you know, if they make it to the title game, they're going to have a ton of fans in the arena. So that's definitely scary. But, you know, I think Boise State could win it because they play really good defense. Wyoming plays good defense typically. San Diego State does too. I think a team that can maybe lock another team down, you know, CSU as well. So I think it'll be one of the top teams. UNLV would be the one exception, I think, that could sneak in and win this thing. But other than that, I think it's going to be one of the big dogs for sure.
Cody, I've been saying this a lot, and I don't know that a lot of people agree with me, even Rams fans. But when David Roddy is at his best, I feel like he's an NBA-type talent. You coming from the Wyoming side of things, what are your thoughts on that? You know, as far as seeing Roddy saying, and I'm not saying next year. Deep down, I think he's going to be back next year for Colorado State. But I think if he puts one more really strong year like this year together, I think his stock's going to go up, and he might show up on some of those boards.
I think he's super, super talented at basketball. I think he's a really good player. He's got a really nice shot from the outside. I just wonder if he's fast enough and what position he would play. He's such a big guy. And like I've told you, Brady, you know, former Wyoming great Marcus Harris, Blitnikoff winner at Wyoming, he coached Roddy, and I yell at him all the time for sending him to Colorado State. And I personally, and Marcus kind of, you know, agrees to a degree. I don't think anybody would be shocked if he finds a way in the NBA or at least gets a damn good look. But, man, he's going to be a tight end in the NFL one day. He's just that perfect Tony Gonzalez type of cat where he's going to be, no matter what he does, Brady, he's going to be making money playing sports.
And I mean, you can't complain about that, right? I mean, if somebody told me that, I'd be like, well, sign me up. I don't care if it's ping pong. Let's go.
Yeah, I mean, he screams NFL tight end to me, and he's such a gentle giant and such a good guy. He's just I had the opportunity to interview him in Fort Collins one-on-one after the game, and it doesn't get much better than that guy. So no matter what he does, he's going to be successful at it. And I have a really good feeling he's going to be cashing checks that have some kind of pro sports league on them.
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, and he's definitely a pro type athlete for sure. Cody, should be a fun one tonight. What do you have for us, man, that we can check out before the game? I'm sure you got something we can read up on at 7220sports.com.
Yeah, I just put out a column about last year, you know, Wyoming got hammered by the Aztecs and during the regular season. Then they played them in the Mountain West Tournament, and Jeff Linder really slowed it down, limited San Diego State to only 51 possessions, and damn near pulled off the upset. So, you know, what we saw last year was this team growing up before our eyes. We saw the brilliance of Jeff Linder and how egoless he is with his offense, that he is willing to do whatever it takes to win. He does not have a specific offense. And we heard a promise from him that we're going to close the gap and Wyoming's going to be a team to be reckoned with real soon. And here we are, less than 365 days later, and the Cowboys are playing the Aztecs tonight with a chance to stay in this race at the top. And they went from the 10th best defense last year to the 4th best so far this year, and they really have closed that gap with the Aztecs. So just kind of, you know, wow, what have we seen here in Wyoming as Wyoming fans? What have you seen over the last year? It's been pretty incredible.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, it's why it's a great time for Cowboys fans. Also, nervous time, wondering what's next for Jeff Linder, but who knows? Yep. Maybe it'll all work out for both guys, for Linder and Medved. Cody, it's awesome getting you on the show. I know we've only done it a couple of times, but we absolutely love it. And I was, this morning, I caught something on your Twitter that just made me realize we probably are best friends. You shared, I mean, back in April last year, Philip Anselmo, the Illegals, talking Pantera. Uh-huh. I mean, so let me guess, you're a rocker. You're a diehard rocker, hard rock guy.
to say the least. Yes.
Okay, that's all we play on this show. In fact, Jaden, my producer, gets in trouble when he starts playing like Whitney Houston stuff. You know, it's always a bad deal. So we became like best friends over that, my friend. I appreciate that.
There you go, man. That's what I... Phil Anselmo's my makeshift babysitter. My daughter just sits in her little thing and watches him all day long. It's wonderful.
It's how you got to raise him up right, man. That's how you got to do it. Starts there. All right, my friend. Cody, appreciate you. Hey, let's when things slow down, we'll jump out to a rock concert or something sometime.
There you go. Sounds good.
All right, man. That's Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com. I got you know what, a lot of respect for the Rockers. You know, I don't know that there's that many of us anymore. Because I'm hearing all the Weekends and Justin T's and Timberlakes and all the Timberlines and all those guys. So it's when I see somebody that we talk to on this show repping some rock, some hard rock, you know I'm gonna shout them out for it, man. So, Cody, well done. 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break. Listen to this. Smitty's timing it. Can I say that out loud, Smitty? Are you concerned? He's saying that Cody's an awesome guest. So for Smitty to say that, who's a diehard Rams guy, that just goes to show you how professional and how great at his job Cody Tucker is of 7220sports.com. 9 minutes until the top of the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, CU beats down Arizona. What does that mean for the Buffaloes? We'll talk about it next on the whole show, powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.